Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Is this when we can start to acknowledge the three-peat pressure? I remember you and I were up in St. Joe. And I don't remember the specific player, but we had a couple different Chiefs players. Trey McDuffie was on the show.
Yep.
We had a few different players stop
mentioned
by
it to them.
And we asked them about the three-peat stuff. And I can't remember who it was. And they had a really good answer, and it makes sense, which was like, well, we had the back-to-back stuff last year. Like, there was pressure to go back-to-back. Like, this, what's the difference? No one's ever done it.
I feel like that's got to account for something.
The fact that nobody's ever done it is definitely the difference. But I do think a majority of this roster has gone through, like, okay, we're expected to do this thing.
We had to go through the gauntlet. We played one of the more, I'm assuming by the time the season ended, one of the more-ish difficult schedules in the league.
Yeah.
They faced the entire AFC playoff field a total of 8 times, right? This year. So, I mean, half of their damn schedule was against the teams they're getting ready to face.
Yeah. I think, too, there's definitely a difference now that it's the postseason, because we did say for month after month this year and last year, hey, it's October. Like, this team, why would the pressure get to them in October? Why would the pressure even be in the back of their mind in November to three-peat? No, it's when you're 2 games away from the Super Bowl, 3 games away from it. They are three wins away from a three-peat. That's reality.
Yeah.
That's now. That's happening.
That, to me, is what stands out, is that I do think that if we're saying, hey, when is the time that this kicks in? Now. Or Monday, if you want, right? You want to wait till actual game week? That's fine. But you cannot tell me that they do not sit around the facility in these meetings today, right? Watch some game tape, take a look at a few things, and then answer themselves the question that is, my God, do you know what we're going for? Because all the other, like, they went back-to-back, they're already a dynasty, like, all the other things that you have to chase the first time. Did they run successful the first time, right? They got the Super Bowl win, they go to the second Super Bowl in a row, they lose that one, takes a couple years, they get back to the Super Bowl, they win that one. Chance for the back-to-back the second time, they cash in. But they are chasing immortality. And I refuse to believe that that comes with zero pressure. No team in the Super Bowl era has won 3 straight championships. You Will Go Down is the single greatest dynasty in NFL history by doing this. And also submitting a very strong chance for Andy Reid to go down as the greatest coach of all time, for Patrick Mahomes to go down as the greatest quarterback of all time. And I'm not saying there's like, I think some of these guys will feel that pressure. Let me just give you Patrick Mahomes' playoff stats as a reminder for, oh, God, is it hard for Patrick Mahomes when the playoffs start? These are Patrick Mahomes' career playoff numbers. He has played in 18 games. So just one game more than a full regular season in the NFL right now. He is 15-3. 5,659 total yards, 46 total touchdowns, 8 interceptions, and a 105.8 passer rating. I'm pretty sure he'll be fine. But there are other players who must be feeling some of that pressure.
I don't think, if there are going to be players, I don't think it's till the Super Bowl. You know, I don't think it's till, like, you know, this is the game to put us in company that
nobody
knows.
Do you think everyone has more pressure on them until the Super Bowl?
Like, other franchises? Of course.
Like, Bills and Ravens, if they face them in the AFC title game, do they have more pressure than the Chiefs? Because I think at that point, the Chiefs have more. Well, I don't know, the Chiefs for the three-peat?
Yeah, but right now, Cody, look at each team. So, Baltimore, we all know what the narrative is about Lamar Jackson.
Yeah, that's
true. Is not the same quarterback to this point in his career in the postseason. He acknowledged, I can't remember who, maybe it was from The Athletic. There was an article maybe 24, 48 hours ago. I read it about Lamar acknowledging that he sometimes gets a little too amped up come playoff time. And it's something that he's trying to adjust. And he thinks this year he'll be calmer and all that. We'll see. But that he acknowledges that he's a different player in the postseason. Josh Allen's been great, but his team has the pressure of getting over the hump. There is none of that kind of stuff. That's why I don't think it really is there until the Super Bowl, when you're one win away from doing it. That, you know, for some of those guys, I'm talking about like Mahomes and Travis Kelce and Chris Jones and anybody that's been part of this back-to-back run. No, I think, you know, if you're first time through this, Xavier Worthy, some of those guys, they can lean on the veterans a little bit. But most importantly, they have a head coach that's been part of this, the same defensive coordinator that's been part of that. Matt Nagy's been part of these Super Bowls. Like,
yeah,
you've got a coaching staff. We can go to, you know, position coach stuff. Like, too many people are in place that have been part of this run that I don't think if they were to come up short, whether it's in the Super Bowl, whether it's even earlier than that, it's not going to be because, oh man, they just couldn't handle the pressure. That won't be the reason why they get upset. And yeah, they'll be a favorite in every game leading up to the Super Bowl. They might be an underdog in a Super Bowl depending on who they face, which that's even better, by the way. I hope they are an underdog if they get to the Super Bowl. Even better. I hope the Lions are.
Aren't they an underdog in every single Super Bowl they go to? Have they been a favorite in the Super Bowl they played in?
Definitely weren't last year, and they weren't against Philly.
The first one against San Francisco, I thought they were a dog.
Probably not. It was Mahomes' first Super Bowl, so they probably didn't have that laid out that way.
And with the Bucs, they knew that they were missing all those players. And rightfully so, an underdog in that game. I'm not trying to say for sure. I think there's a pretty good chance that the Chiefs have never actually been a point favorite in any Super Bowl in which they played, which is stupid, of course. I don't know why you would continue to
do that.
They
won't be this year if it's the Lions. I'm telling you, the Lions will be favorites.
What if it's the Eagles?
I think that could be the scenario where the Chiefs are. But if the Chiefs were to get to a Super Bowl and play the Lions, I mean, I'm willing to bet you quite a bit of money. There's no chance, as long as Jared Goff is healthy, you know, that the Chiefs would be underdogs. And that's fine. I hope the Chiefs are 2.5-point underdogs to the Lions. Bring it on. Let's go.
I mean, it'll be a close line. I'm not saying that they're going to be like a touchdown
dog or
something.
These days, unless the starting quarterback suddenly is hurt, nobody these days in Super Bowls are like 6.5, 7-point favorites. I mean, they're both great teams for a reason if you get there.
Last year we talked about this, and every single game the Chiefs played in the playoffs, despite the fact they were going for their back-to-back Super Bowl championship, I think had more pressure than them. I said it in the Buffalo game. What didn't matter, right? I just thought those teams feel this weight. They've had 5 years, 6 years with Josh Allen. What the hell have they had? 6 years with Josh Allen as a starter? They haven't even made it to a Super Bowl? They feel incredible pressure. 5 years with Lamar Jackson, haven't even made it to a Super Bowl. They both have played in what? A singular AFC title game? There's definitely pressure on those organizations.
Bills and Ravens at the top of the list of AFC pressure.
Yeah, like I think some of the teams that are just now getting started, they don't have a lot of pressure.
Chargers don't.
Bo Nix don't have a lot of pressure. Herbert a little bit because you're riding out the free years. And so, like, there's a point to, but first year of Harbaugh, I think that they're kind of playing free.
Team-wise, no Chargers. I think you're right on Herbert individually because he hasn't had a playoff win yet. So there's some there. Yeah, Bo Nix is a rookie. I mean, it is what it is. Russell Wilson and the Steelers, I mean, I think there's actually pressure on Mike Tomlin. They've lost, 4 in a row heading into this postseason. So can they break this drought of 2016, the last time he won a playoff game? Despite getting there. Mike Tomlin has not won a playoff game since 2016. We all think he's a great head coach.
Has Ben Roethlisberger's head coach the last time
he'd be hired by any other team immediately if he got fired. But the reality is he still has not won a playoff game. Yeah, I think it's 2016. The 2016
it's gotta be
season.
Big Ben,
yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Big. I mean, think about how long ago it seems like that Ben Roethlisberger was in the league. Does that seem like a completely different league ago?
Was it like 2020? Isn't that like 2020, 2021?
Probably. That sounds about right.
Because Big Ben's last year was like before the COVID.
His last game at Arrowhead, the playoff game where they were just abysmal and he was a shell of himself? Wasn't that Ben's last game?
Right. The whole last season, he was really bad.
I mean, most people go out like that.
That's because he couldn't throw the ball anymore.
Well, and like, it's always the same stuff. These players always run into this issue, which is just like, they don't like, I kind of respect what Travis Kelce's, I guess, had to say about it, which is, he's like, when you're a great player, don't go out being average. That's no way to leave the sport. If you were a great player, they're going to entertain you for Hall of Fame status one day. Don't go out being mediocre. Like, other players have lived a life in mediocrity, and like, they can just live their career playing that way. It doesn't hurt them. It doesn't hurt their legacy or change the way you feel about them as a player, but like, don't go out like
that. I feel like part of that is the whole pressure thing, though, with the Chiefs, where I think the only people that really might feel pressure are maybe Andy or Mahomes or Chris Jones or Kelce to get it done because it's such a huge thing. But There's guys on here that haven't even gotten one before. There's some that haven't even gotten two before, so I don't...
But there are a lot of guys who are back-to-back Super Bowl champions on this team, like half the roster, sure. Probably. Tooney, yeah. Creed, Trey, Travis, Patrick Mahomes, Pacheco. Like, I mean, is half the damn roster a two-time Super Bowl champion?
Probably not half, but a good chunk. Yeah.
At least 30 guys, maybe?
A good chunk of the roster. I mean, there's also, if you include, you start going, like, you get to the, you know, your long snapper and your kicker, and all of a sudden you add another two players to the mix as well, so...